I have great pleasure in welcoming the Vice President of the Republic of Honduras, Her Excellency Maria Antonieta de Bolgrán, and I invite her to address the General Assembly.
Señor Presidente.
Mr. President, Distinguished Secretary General, Excellencies, the Government of Honduras extends its warmest congratulations to you on your election to preside over the debates in the General Assembly, and we wish you every success. I wish to express gratitude for the honor placed in me by the President of Honduras to represent him in this world forum. As we come to the close of our term in office, the administration of President Lobo Sosa has noted with satisfaction that we have laid the foundation for unity and national reconciliation. We have successfully overcome the severe political crisis which affected Honduras during the previous government, and Honduras now looks forward to new general elections in November. Similarly, the government of President Lobo Sosa has normalized relations with the international community. We have secured ties of close cooperation with more than 100 friendly countries. We have restored foreign credit, and we have shown the world that we are a country which practices its democratic and peaceful calling. Today, Honduras is a member of the primary international and regional organizations. Our membership in major fora has given us access to new markets, to opportunities for investment and employment, and has helped strengthen our energy sector. Mr. President, distinguished representatives, as part of the process of unity and reconciliation, the President of the Republic has created a government of national integration with the participation of all political parties which took part in the last electoral process. Fortunately, this participation continues today and will continue through the end of the present constitutional term. Similarly, I would like to recall that as part of this process to heal the wounds of the 2009 political crisis and to build the future together, we have successfully adopted by consensus a long-term country vision and a national plan, which is part of our government program. This shared vision is being implemented through a major national agreement for economic growth with social equity between the government of President Lobo Sosa, business unions, workers, farmers, and civil society. I believe that Honduras and the world should welcome these efforts, as well as the spirit of dialogue and commitment of all sectors of Honduran society, which have shown that collective interests prevail well above individual interests. Today, we are reaping the benefits of the implementation of this major national agreement. We've had successes in the small and medium enterprise sector, in social housing, in establishing a transparent budget, and in social protection programs, as well as in foreign trade. Democratic participation has also been strengthened because we have interacted with societies in the Economic and Social Council. It is a forum which has made it possible to establish mechanisms for dialogue and conflict prevention. We are quite pleased to state that our government will hand over to the incoming administration a series of principles which should be the basis for consolidating social policies. These principles were discussed and agreed upon between the government and civil society in order to guarantee a solid foundation and the sustainability of social institutions in the country. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, our country and our democratic institutions have suffered attacks from foreign aggression, which has led to violence and insecurity. I'm referring to drug trafficking and various forms of trans-border organized crime. With all of the measures adopted to combat crime, last year, the government of President Lobo Sosa was able to halt the increased rate of homicides, and this year we have reduced the number of homicides. This has been achieved through the adoption by the National Congress in our Republic of an entirely new legal and institutional framework, which our country did not have. We have undertaken a reform of the security and justice system, and for the first time we have adopted procedures to certify justice operators through confidence measures. We have also adopted attacks to strengthen citizen safety, and we are providing training and equipment for the security and defense institutions. We have also implemented a national policy to prevent violence against children and youth, and we have promoted and protected human rights. And yet, although halting the spiral of violence is a positive sign, it is insufficient given the high level of criminal activity. Our commitment is to combat crime, and that commitment will continue until the very last day of our mandate. However, it is very important to sustain these efforts. The new government will have to stay the course with a firm hand and will have to continue to strengthen security and justice institutions, because this is a medium and long-term task. Effectively combating world crime requires international and regional efforts, which are more decisive and more effective. And here we have a shared and differentiated responsibility between producer and consumer countries of illicit drugs in order to deal with this wave of violence. Mr. President, distinguished Secretary General, today I am ratifying and assuring you of Honduras' commitment to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, the right to life, and the respect to the dignity of persons, for the dignity of persons. We recognize the fact that human rights are the very essence of democracy. During our term in office, we created the Secretariat of State for Justice and Human Rights, and we strengthened the role of the Special Prosecutor for Human Rights. We created institutions to fight against torture, cruel treatment, inhuman and degrading treatment, and we promulgated a law to combat the trafficking in persons. We have a public policy in human rights and a national plan of action for human rights. And we have also ensured the signing by presidential candidates of a major pact for human rights. Excellencies, for Honduras, it is extremely important to continue to work towards achieving the Millennium Development Goals. Honduras has already made considerable progress. Food and nutritional security is a national priority for the government of President Porfirio Lobo, and major efforts have been undertaken to eradicate hunger through a number of food and nutritional security programs, targeting the most vulnerable people in the neediest areas of the country. The government of the Republic recognizes the multidimensional and multisectoral nature of food and nutritional security problems, and therefore, during the years 2010 through 2012, we have seen a reduction of the population living in malnutrition by 21%. We have exceeded the goal set in the MDGs. As proof of this multi-sectoral approach to ensure the sustainability of these programs, I am pleased to announce that we have initiated the Alliance for the Dry Corridor, a governmental initiative which has the support of the international community and which is aimed at eradicating poverty and hunger in the most vulnerable area of our country. With regard to education, I wish to underscore that Honduras has seen a considerable increase in the number of girls and boys 5 years and under in the preschool system. We have exceeded by almost 3 times any of our expectations. Our government has been deeply committed to reforming the national educational system. The new legal framework involves a broad participatory process with the parents, communities, and teachers. The proposal put forward last year by President Lobo here in this August Assembly, when he said that classrooms must never be closed, has led to a considerable increase in the number of school days for girls and boys in Honduras. And there has also been greater quality of education. We are very optimistic as a nation. To promote gender equality and independence of women, we have made considerable progress in implementing a gender equality system. It was created in order to promote, encourage, and institutionalize gender equity policies and to create equal opportunities between men and women. Moreover, with regard to reduction in infant mortality for children under the age of 5 and in the improvement of maternal health, our government has approved a public policy for the holistic development of infants and a comprehensive care strategy for children in the community. The strategy has been recognized internationally because its implementation has improved the health conditions of women before, during, and after birth, and subsequently, we have reduced the risk of mortality and increased the number of births in medical centers. Similarly, it is important to underscore the efforts that we have carried out to reduce morbidity and infant mortality, which are associated with diseases which can be prevented through vaccination, because we have a broad immunization program and we have reached more than 90% providing vaccinations for our children under the age of 2. With regard to combating HIV/AIDS, our government has increased its national budget to ensure prevention, care, and financing at almost 100% for antiretroviral treatment. Mr. President, with regard to delimiting the maritime space in the Pacific Ocean and the situation in the Gulf of Fonseca, a historic bay which is shared by Honduras in a co-sovereignty regime along with El Salvador and Nicaragua, my government wishes to reiterate its respect for the decision of the International Court of Justice on the 11th of September 1992. We also underscore our commitment to conclude a comprehensive cooperation agreement under the aegis of a tri-national commission of coastal states, which develops conservation and protection programs for the environment in the Gulf and the improvement of the living conditions of neighboring communities. It is timely to recall that since October 2012, Honduras has requested the Security Council to authorize the Secretary General to provide all necessary support for the constitution of this authority. Once again, I take this opportunity to repeat our request. I thank the European Union for the cooperation provided in developing this zone, which is of great economic potential. Mr. President, I would like to underscore the importance which all coastal states place on the decision of the International Court of Justice and to avoid making any territorial or maritime claims which will move us further away from the greater proposal, which is to make the Pacific Ocean and the Gulf of Fonseca a zone of cooperation and peace. At the same time, given the good understanding and good neighborliness we have concluded on the basis of equitable principles the necessary agreements regarding the maritime impact in the Pacific Ocean. Honduras has already made proposals, and we are prepared to discuss them with our neighboring countries. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, in conclusion, I wish to underscore the fact that our government has defined a governmental transition strategy for 2013-2014. Its primary objective is to ensure orderly and structured transition in order to avoid a vacuum or a delay in planning, which traditionally has taken place when the government changes. We must ensure sustainability of public policies beyond our administration so that we can ensure long-term planning for the benefit of the Honduran people. Next November, we will hold general elections with the participation of 9 political parties and with a large presence of women in this electoral process. The electoral authorities of Honduras, which work independently, are doing everything possible to ensure that these general elections will be free and transparent. On behalf of the people of Honduras, I would like to ask all friendly nations to accompany us in our electoral process. All states are welcome to witness our electoral process. Mr. President, finally, I wish to express my best wishes that this 68th General Assembly will achieve the expectations of member states. And I take this opportunity to express my thanks on behalf of the people and government of Honduras for the solidarity shown to us by the international community and to the efforts of President Porfirio Lobo Sosa. Thank you.